TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this TanCast. This week, we're back from our Christmas break with stories about our holidays. Highlights include Noah almost getting into a fight on the street, Andy having trouble with his rental car company, and me searching for post-Christmas deals. And, of course, my baby, crying a lot in the background. But when you hear this sound,
2015? You mean we're in the future?
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to the TanCast. Yeah?
Nine. Kaiser.
It's the TanCast.
Kaiser Soze.
What the fuck?
Kaiser Soze.
Es in mein Scheiße.
TanCast? Es Scheiße.
Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
What the fuck does Kaiser Soze have to do with it?
Kaiser Soze.
It's not even German.
See?
And the guy who said it wasn't German.
No.
Kaiser Soze.
Kaiser Soze.
All right. Well, that failed bit of comedy aside, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast. And we hear this sound. That means there's a link in the show notes.
Nope. No. Nope. Sure doesn't. It just means Noah is gargling shit.
Noah tripped and fell on his dick. So, Noah, what do you think about that? I don't know, Helen. I seem to have a penis in my mouth.
Ridiculous, sir.
Ridiculous. Dick, 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 dick.
Boop.
Cock, schlong, wang. Doo-doo, doo-doo.
Penis.
Meat sword. Ankle spanker.
Shall we do some tan laughs?
Why not? It's got to be funnier than this.
Can't not be.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Should all your good jokes be forgotten in need of funny laugh? Then turn up this podcast, my friends, because it is tan laugh time.
Could not be.
Can't not be.
Uh-uh.
Won't not be. All right.
Get some water.
So, these tan laughs are from Grace, but it also is a substantial email chunk to it, so I'll save it for listener email for that part.
All right.
Except I'll read the top line, and then I'll get to the tan laughs. Hey, guys. It's been a while.
It's been a while!
Since she... I added that.
I know.
She didn't write, son... in, like, parentheticals.
As Creed. No, wait. Stained, right? Yes,
yeah,
Stained.
Sure.
It's been a while since I could not remember who this sang.
It's been a while since that band has had a hit. One way, whether it's Creed or Stained.
Yeah. They got on, like, fucking emo. I remember the Mud Shovel.
All right.
For good days.
Going to fucking behind the music on Who Gives a Shit band number 73.
Okay.
Been a while since I emailed you all, but I'm still listening, I swear. Okay.
It's been a while, I swear. Fuck, shit, cock!
These are jokes I say at work all the time. All the time! That part was in capital letters.
Okay.
I don't know if that was supposed to be like that, or was supposed to be like Shatner. All the time!
No, that's with commas or ellipses.
Oh, okay. Well, these are caps and periods.
Okay. Yes, I think it should be shouted. Like,
okay.
Like more Nick Cage, less Shatner.
Got it. Did you hear about the battle between Luke and Darth Vader?
No.
Yeah, I was in the movie.
He got a little out of hand.
Uh-oh. Ridiculous.
Because of the chopping.
Did you hear about the Batty? I'm sure that's supposed to be battle. Between Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Count Dooku?
Yeah, I was in the movie.
Count Dooku really lost his head on that one.
Mm.
Ha ha ha! I say those all the fucking time. Public apology to my fellow cast members.
For a second, I thought that was you, Tim.
No, I was the character of Grace. Hashtag number one redheaded Disney freak. Oh, number one. Then it's not a hashtag. Redheaded Disney freak was all one word, so I assumed it was a hashtag. But it's just number one redheaded Disney freak,
yes.
All one word.
Hashtag yes, all women.
I believe that makes it a portmanteau.
Gesundheit.
All right. So this tan laugh comes to us from Jaden. Hi, I have a joke for you guys. What do you call a fat computer?
Andy.
Adele.
Oh, now. No.
I love it because it's an autotune joke.
Does Adele use a lot of autotune?
They all do, Tim.
That's why I stopped listening to modern music, guys. Yep. I'm not going to lie to you.
Every fucking goddamn pop singer, even fucking Michael Bublé, who's got a nice voice, uses fucking autotune to, like, with just within an inch of his fucking life.
I don't think it was anything to do with autotune. I think it was...
The computer.
Yeah. Like, Adele. D-E-L-L. Like, I don't think it had anything to do with autotune.
Oh, Adele. You know
Did
what?
Did you really not get that the joke was Adele?
No. I thought it was a joke about Adele using autotune and being a little chunky.
Oh, Christ.
Actually...
Christ on us.
I think she doesn't use autotune. I think she actually does have a great voice.
Swing and a miss for Andy.
I could be wrong, though. I could be wrong.
Could be. Yeah, I think I completely fucked that up.
Well, this says Adele without autotune rolling in the deep.
Okay, maybe she does. Maybe I'm...
17 singers who really don't need autotune. BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed, they're all about the fact-checking.
Yes,
are
indeedy.
They research, they do it again... And then they do it all again.
And then they go read Reddit.
All right. Well, that's the end of overanalyzing that joke.
Yep. Time to move on.
.org.
Sorry. Side note. Fuck my back.
Fuck your back.
I mean.
Been fine for several weeks. Hurt it again 2 days ago.
That's a little kinky. Andy, I'd rather not fuck your back. If, you know, it's all the same to you.
Yeah. Do I have to drill a hole on it, or am I just supposed to rub my dick on it?
No, just go right in through.
Like, oh, I guess I could just fold the flap.
I was going to say, just push the love. I mean, that's what love handles are for, right?
That's why they call them love handles.
Love them. Yeah.
For making sweet love.
Yep. You push them together and you give me back tits.
Is this, oh, no. That's not it. You define a joke.
Excellent.
Yeah, because we're fucking waiting for you.
Yes. I know.
So in the meantime, should I regard, fuck me, listeners with tales of kitty diarrhea, or...
I can't see why you would.
Okay,
go ahead.
My cat is old, and I was late for Tancast. Dude, you can do whatever you want with your AT-AT.
Because it's mine.
Because it's yours.
Woo.
That's true.
Well, now you're just giving him license to use it in a terrorist incident.
Oh, well, you know what? As long as he picks the right religion, that's fine by me.
I'll do this one. I don't think we did this one.
God will forgive him.
What do you call a fake noodle?
An impasta.
Yes. Did we do that one?
No, I just guessed it.
I feel like we did.
Aw, maybe I remembered it. Now I'm sad. Thank you for taking that victory away from me, Tim. I was starting to get cocky.
No problem.
All right, maybe I didn't
do
this
one. Don't get
cocky,
as my friend Han Solo says.
There's a lot of old ones. I feel like we never did, but maybe we did, and I just don't keep track of them. What do you call a happy cowboy?
That I don't know.
A Jolly Rancher.
Yes, I did know that.
Oh, that was from Todd.
I wish I didn't know that now.
And I don't remember what the other one was from.
All right.
Excellent.
Fucking nailed it.
I unstarted it.
So my apologies if I'm even slower than regular. Not because of the cat diarrhea thing, but because I got woken up in the middle of the night repeatedly by thunder, because apparently I am a shih tzu. So like every time there was a huge thunder crack, I was like awake and like, what the fuck was that? Oh yeah, thunder, you know, same as I've been experiencing my entire adult life, especially since I moved to the South where it's fucking common.
The rapper?
Yeah. Thunder's fucking common. You didn't hear about that? Zeus and Common got a thing going on?
I did not.
Well, now you learned.
Great.
And learning is half the warfare. G.I. Frank.
No. Mm-mm. No off-brand G.I. Joe today.
Okay.
only on-brand G.I. Joe. First party
exactly.
G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Sorry, Andy.
I'm sorry. It's I who should apologize to you.
So, how was everyone's weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Not
so
bad.
Much has happened.
So many
has
things.
It?
I mean, yeah, it's been a couple weeks.
Christmas happened. New Year's happened. My in-laws came into town and left.
See? Look at that. Has anything really happened? No.
So, when my in-laws were in town, we were going to take a trip to North Carolina to go see my mother-in-law's parents, Drew's great-grandparents, and we were supposed to have a minivan, and apparently they were out of minivans, so they gave us a Chevy Suburban to replace it. The guy's asking, it's like, are you sure it's okay? It's a little big. I'm like, dude, look at me. I think I can reach the fucking pedals. So
I got you. I'm not a story when you finish yours.
Okay. So I get the Suburban home. And I park it, and we live on a hill. I think I've mentioned that a couple of times, but we live on it's not like a shallow hill. It's a fairly steep hill that we live on. So I park the thing, and I push in the parking brake, and it goes all the way in and comes all the way back out again without engaging. I push on it a few more times. Maybe I'm just doing this wrong. Then I take my foot off of the it's not one of those, like, yank up from the side. It's one of those, you know, push down, and it's supposed to, like lock in place, and then you push it again to unlock it. Floor pedal dealies. So I took my foot off the floor pedal, and I'm, like, looking around to see if there's, you know, special instructions or something like that, never having driven a Suburban before. And written right on the pedal, it says, push in to engage, push in again to release. I'm like, oh, okay. So exactly the thing I just did. So I put all of my weight into it. Like, I am braced against the seat. I push that thing all the way into the floor, and it doesn't engage. So I'm like, this means that, like, if I just put this thing in park, that little pin that goes in to, like, stop the gears from turning, all of the weight of this, like, 7,000-pound car is going to be on that little tiny pin, which means it's probably going to shear off at some point, and with my luck, probably go crashing into my neighbor's house, who are away for vacation. So they're just going to come home to half their house wrecked. I'm like, fuck this, not going to gamble. So I call the rental car place back up, and they're like, are you sure you pushed it in all the way? I'm like, yeah, pretty fucking sure.
And he always goes for the aggression right away.
Well, no, because it was like, I'm explaining to them exactly
Let me just ask you this question to double check. Fuck you! Don't ask me questions to double check!
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm going to start the story where I explain to them in detail. So I pushed the thing all the way into the floor, and it still came right back out. Well, are you sure you pushed it in all the way? Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure I did.
All right, Andy, to be fair, from their perspective, I don't know how many times I've done support for people where, like, are you sure you did this? And you ask them, like, four times, and then, like, oh, I thought you meant something else. Or they weren't doing it. They were doing something totally different.
No, I get you. Remember, I used to do support, too. I get it. It's just that when I use the words, I pushed the brake, I pushed the parking brake pedal all the way to the floor, and it still didn't engage. It just came right back out. I think that answers the next question that they asked me. So I drive the thing back to them, and I tell them, like, okay, you guys, seriously, you need to, like that thing needs to come out of rotation. That thing needs to go to the mechanic. Because the pins that engage when you put it into park, they're not big, and that thing weighs a fuck ton, and it means it's going to shear off. It will break, and that thing will be just freewheeling down whatever hill somebody parked it on. Right, so this thing needs to go right into the mechanic. As I was leaving with the, I think it was a Yukon or a Tahoe, you know, whatever the next size down is. As I'm leaving the parking lot with that, a guy comes walking out to the thing. I'm like, oh, are you taking it to the mechanic already? He's like, no, car wash. I'm like, you motherfuckers are going to rent that thing again.
Those motherfuckers.
Did they try it and verify that it was broken?
If
they got in, like, oh, works for me.
Yeah, no, dude came out, dude pushed on it. Yeah, They verified it was broken. They went inside, did a whole bunch of extra paperwork to get me my new car and everything. But then, yeah, as I'm pulling out of the fucking parking lot, there's a guy coming out to take it to get washed. Like, oh, you son of a bitch.
It has to be clean before it goes to mechanics. The mechanic doesn't want to get his hands dirty.
No. Andy? Have you seen mechanics' hands? Pristine.
Yes. They don't want to get, like, dust and debris.
I think being OCD about dust and dirt and grime in general must be a job requirement.
So that reminds me of I went to, this is a quick side story, I went to volunteer Friday at a homeless shelter. And so you can do, like, different stations. And one of the stations was coffee. And this guy, I guess, had done the coffee before. And so these two people are talking, like, what should I do? And I'm, you know, the one lady's like, oh, he should do coffee. And the guy's like, oh, he hasn't done coffee before. This guy's done coffee. Like, I don't want to have to stop. I'm just, like, thinking, like, really? Like, you take the thing, you put it in the cup, you sit on the counter. Like, I think I can handle that. Like, is it much more than that? Oh, if they ask for three sugars, you give that to them? Got it. But
wait, is it just coffee or is it like Starbucks coffee?
No. It's just like there's a big container of coffee. You pour it in a cup up to a certain line on the cup and you set it down.
I'm just imagining, like, their impression of Noah. Just, like, you got one hand under the spigot. The flesh seems to be burning off my hand.
Wait, what did I do with the cup again? Can you tell me?
Can someone assist me? I've been cupping my hand and pouring from my hand into the cup. It's a cup-to-cup method I'm employing here. The burns are getting a little difficult to ignore, however.
Noah, just jump right in with whatever joke you're trying to say over Andy fucking taking the forever with this shit.
No, this is my time.
I lost it.
God damn it!
Yes.
Noah, we're going to have to sit you down. I'm sorry. You got to stop throwing the cups of coffee at the homeless people's faces. That's just not how we serve coffee here.
It burns them. They don't like
it. That's how I serve coffee. If I'd only known the rules. It is my first time on coffee.
Yes.
You should have stuck me on juice. And what was funny, though, is they stuck me in this other thing, which is juice. And the only difference with juice is, like, you pour the juice and there's no, like, extra, like, oh, you give them cream and sugar. Like, really think I can handle this, but can I handle coffee?
You should have just shouted cream and sugar at everyone who took juice.
But
I don't understand the juice station. Move me to coffee. I'm clearly built for it.
Built for it? Look at my body. It's perfect for pouring coffee.
Look, I am mocha colored. I color coordinate. Go get fucking John Boehner to pour the juice. Because he's orange. All right, I guess I've presupposed orange juice, and that makes me a racist. I accept your silence.
Oh. That's what my son thinks of your goddamn joke.
Oh. Goddamn it, Tim, are you raising another Republican?
No, just a kid who values comedy.
I'm glad you unmuted for that. It was worth it.
Oh, you were muted.
Yes.
I was like, where the fuck that baby noise all sudden? I was like, does Tim got a soundboard over there?
And he's a whiny baby man. Better hit the button.
And I'm back.
Welcome
back. Did you have any other stories about your week, Andy?
We did Christmas.
What have you done?
You've
just extended the length of the Tancast by 20%.
Who? No! So we
Andy
had Christmas. Drew got a gigantic fucking AT-AT Star Wars Lego piece, kit thing. 1,100 and some odd pieces in that thing, and Drew did... like 99% of that assembly work.
Drew is the 99%?
Yeah, he is the 99% assembler.
So you did the 1%?
Yes.
So you're the 1%?
You're the 1%. He paid for it.
Yep, I'm fucking the rich.
You're the AT-AT creators.
Actually, his...
No, that was shit.
Yes.
James, you can cry at that one.
His grandparents were the assembly job creators because they bought him the AT-AT Legos.
God, man, that baby's loud. Sucking the shit
out of
something.
I put the mic right by his mouth. I thought he was going to cry at my joke. He decided not to.
He decided to make, like, sucking noises.
He's like, no, it wasn't an Andy joke, so I'm not that upset.
That'd be hilarious. It's like
good to be back.
Take your baby to a comedy show and just, like, whatever, starts crying. Nope, he doesn't like it. Try again.
Baby thinks you're shit. Get off stage.
That'd be good. Be good, like, game show. Like, you just leave a baby on stage while the comedians are up there. If the baby cries, you're out. You're off the show.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Gong Show, but not. What would we name this thing?
Yep. It's also like Family Feud, but not.
It's probably a lot of things, but not.
No, like, specifically like the Gong Show, because somebody rings the gong and you're off.
It's really like Cagney and Lacey, but not.
It is directly like... It is almost the Gong Show, just replacing the gong with the baby.
It's kind of like Lost, but not.
It's kind of like Fuck You Both. But
it's
exactly
like
Yen
Can Cook, but not.
Hashtag Yes Whole Woman.
I'm forming a new New Year's resolution, right, as we speak.
What is
be
that?
Be funnier?
You
God
got
damn it,
there,
why
dude.
Am I laughing?
Because that's what funny is like.
Oh, is that humor? I've been missing. This whole time.
I know it's tough to recognize, Andy, but...
I know.
Oh, man.
It's made doubly funny with my baby looking at me like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's your friend.
Oh,
I agree, baby. What the fuck is wrong with him?
I got a kid story, too. I'm going to write this down. I need to start writing shit down.
You have a kid story?
Well, Tim?
Yeah.
I hope
you fathered a kid while we were on break? It's only like 2 weeks, dude.
Not
Don't
my
get
kid
shit
story.
One week if you count the mini episode.
Not my kid story.
Oh, okay.
That's all we've been doing, Tim, is just holding Noah back. He's like, oh, I'm bored. Do I make a baby or do some Tancast? Oh, well, Tancast is coming up. I'll do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Yeah, record Tancast. Can't make a baby this week. Maybe next week if we're not recording.
Sorry, my fertile sperm and I are busy this morning.
And then, of course, after Tancast, he's just too spent.
I just blew my load all over Tancast. All over the ears.
You feel that honey dripping out your ear holes? That's not my voice.
Now, when you say honey, are you referring to the person? Or are you saying you feel that honey like, you know, a sticky liquidy
substance? Sticky, warm liquid.
Okay. Just for my own clarification.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Any more about your weekend?
No, that was it. Just impressed at my son's ability to reason, and not impressed at the people at the car rental place.
And your son's looking like a young man, looking older every day.
Yeah, my wife was like, I almost recognize him anymore. Like, he looks like a totally different kid.
Yeah, I was dumping a bunch. We're gonna get new iPhones today, so I was making sure that all the photos that were on my phone were backed up on my computer.
All your naked pictures? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, all my my dick selfies. did I tell you guys I got a zoom for my iPhone? Extra lens attaches on the outside. Awesome.
Did you really?
Makes my penis look normal sized. It's amazing.
Wait, did you really get a zoom thing?
No,
or did you make
it? Okay. It's for the joke.
All right, I just want
to
make sure.
I did last Christmas, and then I gave it back to my mom.
All right.
I didn't use it for dick pics.
Okay.
And near as I could tell, neither did she. I cannot confirm or deny.
For the listeners, Tim doesn't need it for dick pics. He's a little dude, but he's not little everywhere. I can attest.
I just imagine, like, your mom's like, oh, hey, honey, check out these pictures I took of David while you were gone. You're like flipping through. Holy shit, what is that? Oh, I'm sorry. Me and my boyfriend, we had a little fun, took some dick pics.
Dick pics.
Is that a dick pic? No, but it's a clit pit. God was very generous to your mother, Tim.
All right. And shut it down.
I use the macro lens.
Shut it down.
So you can really see his pubes.
We have gone off the map. Shut it down.
Wait.
Hear
Mom,
me, dragons.
Is that your
dick
pics?
Shut it down.
Mom, I didn't know you were dating a black guy. Oh, no.
God damn it. Shut it down.
That was post-anal.
That was good.
Anyways.
Fucking Noah going to tell a story about children?
Making sure that the photos were backed up. And I went scrolling back through.
I forgot Andy was in the middle of the story.
Yeah, I went scrolling back through time. It is amazing how different Drew looked. Like, I was just flicking through years of Drew pictures. And it's amazing how much he changes, like, every single year. Like, to my eyes, like, he's the same kid all the time. But, yeah. Like, even haircuts, like there were pictures of him where I'm like, is that my kid? Oh, he's in my house playing with Drew's toys. Yeah, that's got to be my kid. Oh, sorry, that was it. Noah?
I kick my feet back and forth.
Yes. And then he assembles AT-ATs.
Okay, so a couple stories. Oh, so first, I went and saw Elf the musical. But before I get to the review, so on my way there, I was like getting through the crowd, waiting to get inside, and then, you know, how people do, like, to congregate on sidewalks and just block shit up for everybody.
Yes.
So I was trying to, like, weave my way through the crowd. I had my headphones in, and some lady had, like, a GoPro sticking out of her purse, and they, like, snagged my headphones and kind of got caught in, like, the legs or something. So I was trying to grab it without bothering her, and then someone noticed, and so one lady noticed and was pointing out, like, I was trying to steal her GoPro. And this other guy behind me, who I didn't really see, started grabbing the back of my jacket. And, like, I don't know what, like, I just went from, like normal to, like, fucking super angry in, like, a second. I was like, get your fucking hands off me. I'm like, you don't fucking touch me. And, like, I by the time I'd gotten my headphones out of the lady's little GoPro, and I shut my mind, I'm just getting my fucking headphones. And just walked away. I was like, man, I almost got into a fight with this dude. And luckily, some other, I don't know if it mattered, but some other, like, parking guy came up and was like, oh, I saw what happens. He was just getting his headphones. And the guy let go of me and was just like, it was intense. Like, I was all, like, pumped, like, afterwards. Like, my adrenaline was going, my heartbeat was going. I'm not a usual experience for me. Like, I usually don't, like, have interactions like that.
You usually all go all aggro?
No.
I mean, I get what it must or may have looked like from the other guy's point of view.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, racist Andy?
I know.
Oh, that's not where I was going with it. Like, I was just like, well, that's quite a pause.
No, my racist guilt is stopping me from saying the rest of this. I'm like, okay, so ignoring the fact that Noah's blackish.
I did understand what was happening, but just the fact that he just started grabbing me from behind and like pulling.
Yeah, as opposed to saying like, "Hey, what are you doing?" or something like that.
Yeah, that was like, was just like, "Get your fucking hands off me!" Like he could like moved around and say, "Hey, like, what are you doing?" And like, you know, everyone would turn around and I'd be like, "Hey, I'm just getting my headphones. Sorry about that."
Yeah, you're right. He didn't need to grab you.
But, you know, it was all without violence. But just, like, just the anger in me just, like, well, like, I was just like, fuck, I'm super angry right now. On a side note, do not go see Elf the Musical. It is not very good.
Interesting.
I got to tell you, there was no chance I was going to go see Elf the Musical.
On a related note, they made an Elf, like, musical special that was animated with the, the guy who played Jack McBrayer.
Good old Jack McBrayer.
Or maybe that is Jack. Yeah, sorry, intern Jack or whatever. Yes, that with him as Buddy the Elf. It basically retells the story of Elf in a shitty way with a lot of extra music.
That's what the musical is.
Okay.
Hey, I'm so fucking smart.
I wonder if it's the exact same songs.
I do not.
Nope.
Well, so
they wrote a whole
changed.
Different bevy of shitty songs.
So I'll quickly say what some things they changed. First of all, they got rid of the elf that raised Elf. Like, the Ray's, you know, Will Ferrell's character, I can't remember his name.
Buddy,
right.
Yeah.
Bob Newhart.
That's the same.
He Santa was raised, I mean, Buddy was raised by Santa in the musical. They also made him like, well, you know, Roberto said kind of gay. I think they just made him kind of, like, it seems, the musicals I've seen, sometimes they make the main character kind of effeminate, if that's the correct word. I don't know if that's the correct word.
They
but
don't
like,
really make the main character effeminate. They cast somebody, and he brings a little of himself to the role, if you know what I'm saying.
All right. Maybe that's what it is. So it definitely was that. And he definitely didn't have that sweet kind of naiveness of Will Ferrell's playing it. Like, obviously, it's not going to be Will Ferrell, but he kind of made him more aware of what he was doing and less, like, just less, like, naive. Also, they didn't really give a chance for all the emotions to, like, have a beat. Like, they got rid of the midget, Peter Dinklage, our little person. That whole plot line's gone. I mean, there is a story. But, like, there's one point where Buddy ruins the script that they do have. They buy this old script from somebody that is not Peter Dinklage. And he shreds it and makes snow. And then, like, you don't feel the anger. It's just like, oh, I'm so angry at you. Get out of here. And, like, they don't really give a chance to, like, land. Like, it just felt like they were rushing through everything. They made his love interest more adult. Like, she talked about, like, sleeping with multiple men. It lost some of the magic. It just wasn't as good. Hmm. Oh, and the mother was not as, like, you know, in the movie, the mother's all very, like, pro-Buddy. Like, he seems great. Like, you need to bond with him. Whereas in the music version, she was, like, a little, like, more ambivalent about it. Yeah. So, skip it. Tickets were like, I didn't have to pay for my ticket, which was very nice, and my aunt, she paid for it, but I saw the price, it was like $100. I'm like, ugh. I would not pay $100 for
that. How much?
Like, this $100. Money is wasted on me.
I fell asleep at one point.
Oh, no.
I was kind of tired, but...
$100 to see a musical?
Uh-huh. And we weren't even, like, at the front.
Fuck that.
Oh, and the other thing is, like, I guess the sets weren't, like, you know, a lot of them were cardboard cutouts. I definitely have seen better sets. Some of them were kind of interesting. Yeah, I don't know, just, yeah. I hope my aunt doesn't hear this. I do appreciate you taking me and paying for my ticket.
Does your aunt listen to Tancast?
No, but who knows what happens in this crazy world.
Yeah, it's a mixed up crazy world, indeed.
So yeah, don't go see Elf. Oh, and so my kid's story.
I won't.
So me and Roberto went to his friend's house, which I would love to live in. Like, it's like a big warehouse space with like 9 different bedrooms, and each bedroom is like pretty huge. It has like a little loft area. Beside the point. So there's a little kid there. Everyone's playing with the kid. The kid's throwing this ball. He's about, I think, almost 3. He's throwing this ball, and people are hitting it with a tennis racket. You know, and he's loving it, and these are people he know. And then one of the people hands the racket to me, and I move into position to hit the ball, and he just drops the ball and walks away. He's like, not having none of this. Fuck you. I don't know who the fuck you are. He's like, I am not playing with you. And it was hilarious because then the previous person who was doing it with him grabbed the racket again. And then he was like, right back to it. He's like, oh, yeah, I know what's going on here. I just thought that was hilarious. I'm like, all right, sorry, kid. He's like, no.
Tancast movie reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies.
Tancast goes to the movies and talks a lot of shit.
I saw Dead Snow 1 and 2.
Oh, yes.
And About Time. About Time is like, you know, it's kind of like what you think it would be. It's kind of touching, romantic movie. Do you guys know what it's about?
Nope.
No.
So, it's about this kid who learns at his, I think, 18th birthday or 21st birthday that all the men in his family can time travel in their own timeline. So, you know, and they use it for various different things. So he, the kid, wants to use it to find a girlfriend and fall in love. And I think Amy Adams is the girl. Oh,
yes. Yeah. I'd time travel for Amy Adams.
She is adorable. So yeah, the whole movie.
That's a word you could use.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, we just watched Enchanted. I'm like, oh, you've enchanted my pants.
Is it Amy? No, maybe it's not Amy Adams.
Let's find out. All together now. Everybody Google.
Oh, Rachel McAdams. That's what it is. Who's also
adorable. Yes.
I wouldn't time travel that far for Rachel McAdams.
Really? I think Rachel McAdams is better than Amy Adams. But yeah,
I don't
that's
give two shits what you think.
So
Rachel McAdams is pretty hot.
My dick does not need clearance from you to get hard.
All right. Wouldn't it be awful if it did? You're getting calls in the middle
worst.
Of the night. Andy! Andy, he's ready!
Stroke it right now. Right
please!
Now.
I need stamp my form.
All right, I'll allow it. Thank you.
So, is that just about him finding love? You know, there's also stuff with his dad and his sister, and that he, you know, travels back in time and try to help, you know, fix things with them. So, you know, it's pretty good. It's got some funny parts. Dead Snow 2 is also good. 1 and 2, they're very like kind of tongue in cheek. The second one more so, horror movies where these people are fighting. Zombie Nazis. First one in the snow. Second one, they kind of venture out into other places.
You had me at zombie Nazis. I mean, that's that's all I needed.
Yeah, I think they kind of. I think they kind of did like the whole Evil Dead thing, which they do mention in the thing. Like,
yep.
The first one is like super scary. It's still kind of a little bit tongue in cheeky, but the second one is definitely way more tongue in cheeky. So yeah, I mean, you know, if you. I feel you would not have wasted your time if you saw any of those movies. They're not the most amazing movies in the world, but, you know, I think you will be entertained.
Excellent.
Oh, and last movie are we supposed to movies in a different section? I'm sorry, Tim.
Well, you already fucked it up, so keep fucking it up, you fuck.
I saw Whiplash, which is, it's got J.K. Simmons in it, and another young actor, and it's about this jazz drummist who wants to be, like, the greatest drummer, or one of the greats, and about his teacher who's, like, abusive. And it is probably one of the best movies I saw last year.
Wow.
Like
high praise indeed.
I really liked it. Like, there's just stuff going on in so many levels. And, like, the ending, like, because of the setup, because he's abusive, and I just kind of wondered how it was going to end. Because I'm like, well, is he going to kill this guy? Is the kid going to break? Like, how is this all going to, like, resolve itself? And how they chose to do it, I thought was pretty great. And it definitely, like, raised some questions about, like, you know, is, you know, it's okay to push people like this? Like, you know, is there, I mean, obviously you probably say no, it's not, but it definitely has some, I would say some compelling points, maybe. I don't know. So yeah, I definitely say go see Whiplash.
You also, I don't know if any of those you streamed, but moving into a steaming pile of streaming, we both streamed a movie, I believe. Stream. The same movie, not together.
Did we? Oh, yes, we did.
I think you did.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
I know what you're talking about. We almost streamed it, too.
And thanks, Andy, for not ruining it for me. Well, actually, thanks you mostly for Tim for not letting Andy ruin it for me.
Oh, hello, Kat. Oh,
hang on a second. I gotta get a pacifier for this kid.
Face full of pussy. Just
we can start talking about the interview.
Yes, you're adorable. So, Noah, what's it like?
The interview?
Yes.
It's funny. I've told this to everyone I see. I think, like, you should see it in a crowd. Like, if I could have saw it in the theater, I wish I had done that. Yeah, because I feel like it was funny, but I feel like it's one of those movies that would be funnier with a group.
Now, did you see it, like, alone, or was
alone, alone.
Okay.
I was also alone.
I was telling Andy, I think it's a good movie to see with a group, like in a theater with a bit better. Or even just if you can get a group of friends together. I think that'd be a good way to do it.
As long as they're not Korean.
Yes, as long as they're not Korean.
North Korean. South Koreans probably think it's funny as shit.
Probably. I feel like I've been hearing a lot of negative reviews for it, and I feel like all this controversy has built it up like it was supposed to be like this amazing piece of political satire, or like this, you know, smart takedown of North Korea, which I don't believe it was ever intended to be, but because of all the controversy, that's what people were expecting, and so they're pissing all over the movie. Like,
really? I never expected it. Like just from the preview and who was in it, I thought, like, yeah, this is definitely going to be like a stupid, like...
This is a movie from guys who made an apocalyptic movie that featured Satan's swinging penis.
Yep. I have to say, I was like, eh, this is what it is, until the tiger scene, then I was on board.
Oh, that's what got you, like...
Yeah.
Well, then I look forward to seeing the tiger scene.
There's one part at the end, and I won't say what it is. I'm sure Tim's what I'm talking about. I'm like, oh my God, why does this keep happening? This is terrible.
Yeah, I was like, why? Why? Okay. Why would anyone want this? Sorry, I'm adjusting my headphones as I'm talking, and I'm sure that's annoying for the listener.
No problem. I'm trying to keep my headphones away from a purring cat that wants to be up
all up in your business.
Yep. You know how they do, cats.
So, what the fuck is the name of the movie? Interview. Worth a stream. Probably have a group of friends together and stream it together.
Maybe even get high, if that's allowed where you live.
If you live in Colorado, go for it. James. No. Stop it. Andy wasn't even making jokes. Stop it.
I like how
man.
I like how Tim's just trying to reason with him. Like, come on, James. Come here. James, listen to me. Listen to me. Come on. It's not so bad, buddy. Come on. Look at me.
Man, that's just mean.
I also streamed another movie that was fucking... That is like a fucking 9.9 on my weird shit-o-meter. You know that cartoon Rejected by Don Hirschfeld?
Yes.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
James! I'm doing a streaming, but you're making this take longer.
Oh, that was
like, Tim, I got a streaming pile of streaming for you.
James, enough.
Poor little guy.
Whatever, he kept us awake all last night.
I only want your love and attention every moment of every day. I don't ask much.
So you know the one, I'm a consumer, I mean, God damn it, dude.
Oh.
He always waits until you're talking. Are you shitting on your baby? What's going on? I'll give you something to cry about. Have shit on you, baby.
If you blow in his face, it stops him from crying for a couple seconds.
Yeah, same thing works for Drew. It was really? Like he lived in a hurricane for a couple of weeks there.
Maybe you should just get like a fan and just prop it up in front of him.
All right.
I saw a weird movie. Fuck it.
Okay, so I saw Inside Man again, the Spike Lee joint with Clive Owen and Denzel Washington. It holds up, even though you know like what the outcome is. I thought that was a well put together sort of what do you call that? A thriller drama? I don't know.
Like suspense.
It's a heist. Kind of
like heist. That's a more accurate term.
Yeah. Yeah. So I felt it held up.
Good.
Good on you, Spike Lee.
Spike Lee is definitely, I mean, he always has, like, kind of, like, his standard, like, he always has, like, weird kind of monologue with one main character, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Where they're just going off about something. But, like, I feel like he's also kind of breaking out of, like, his standard, like, this is the type of movie I'm going to make, like, you know, race movie. I mean, they usually have that type of element on some level, but... Like, you know, Inside Man was a good movie. 25th Hour was a good movie. Still had that race thing, but a little toned down. Yeah. Is your baby still crying?
Because he's all about that race. About that race. No?
I'm on board.
Tell us about your movie, Tim.
All right. So, the guy who made Rejected, Don Hirschfeld. Rejected being the movie for, the short.
Where the guy's walking about all those women and like they keep projecting him. Then
no,
the fat woman,
no,
just keep
no,
walking.
No, that's
no, nope.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, what am I thinking?
That's Odd L'Amour.
2015. You mean we're in the future?
This is the one where the guy does all the made all these ads supposedly for like the learning channel, the Family Learning Channel, and Johnson & Mills products, and that's the "I am a banana, my anus is bleeding." Those ones.
But that's the same guy who does the other one.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Regardless, the one I'm talking about is still called Rejected.
Yes.
Okay.
And the one Noah's talking about is called La L'Amour. Moving on.
And so he made a series of three shorts and put them together as one film called It's Such a Beautiful Day. And it's currently streaming on Netflix. And it is flippin' weird. It's about a dude named Bill. It's very, like, stream of consciousness and, like, weird effects and whatnot, like things fading in and out. Like, it's about this dude named Bill who has something wrong with him. Not really sure what it is. I think it's supposed to be implied that it's Alzheimer's or something like that. And then, like, it keeps cutting back and forth from, like, his childhood to his adulthood, where he's having trouble. Like, he walks around the block, like, five times because he gets the idea when he gets back to his house to walk around the block and has the exact same experience as he walks around the block, like, five times in a row. And, like, he takes some medicine that makes his teeth fall out at one point in the beginning, but then they never really mention it again. Oh, it's just so weird. It's those same silly... It's like he draws... The cartoon is actually drawn in the same silly style as, like, Rejected and that Ennui or whatever Andy said it was called. But it's not really played for laughs much at all. It's very weird. If you're like, man, I need more crazy shit in my life, punch up It's Such a Beautiful Day on the old Netflix.
All right. How did you find it?
How did I find it? That is a solid question to which I do not have the answer.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Is it weirder than movie 40, whatever that movie was? Movie 44?
Oh, you mean the... Oh, yeah, but that was like funny weird. This is just like artistic weird.
Okay.
That's what made it... Yeah. Remember that Cinequest Film Festival one where there was that animation of that guy who kept trying to kill himself and he would fail and the audience would moan because that meant the movie was still going?
I think I do remember.
Oh, that's the dude that would like break into houses and like take dumps on the floor. Like
yes!
Yes!
Like that, but less shitty. Like
where they like they animate and it was like dripping.
I didn't mean literally less poo, but what was that, Andy?
I was like they'd animate the poo coming out the dude's butt, but it was like water dripping out on the
yes.
on the rugs.
I have tried searching for that online, like trying to find out what that was. I cannot find it.
I kind of miss working at Cinequest because like you could just walk in and see the fucking weirdest shit.
For the uninitiated, oh, Christ, for all y'all motherfuckers, Cinequest.
The uninitiated.
that's them.
The uninitialized.
Cinequest is a film festival in San Jose that, did Andy ever volunteer for them?
Nope.
Okay, it's just me and Noah then.
I think we were kind of forced to volunteer.
Well, when we worked at the theater, but didn't you volunteer afterwards?
I did. One time I was unemployed.
That's it. Mostly for the after parties.
Fuck. I remember, like, one year, like, when I was unemployed, like, I didn't have to be anywhere in the morning, so I would just, like, put in a bunch of hours. I put in so many hours I got, like a nice, like, maybe platinum badge or something. Fucking, I went to so many after parties. It was so much fun.
I had so much pussy.
I had no pussy.
It was like the CineConquest. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
I had a lot of fun, but no pussy.
It was like Cine MILF Hunter, I'm bad at this.
It's like cinnamon bun, and you stick your penis in it, and it feels good, but burns a little bit because it's still kind of hot. Wait, no?
That's why you got to wait. Patience is a virtue. A virtue of a non-blistered penis.
Yes. Also, don't throw coffee at your penis, Noah.
This is his first time on coffee. Don't try to confuse him.
With these few facts, I think you can be on coffee duty next time.
Duty.
Awesome.
Just don't duty on the rug of abandoned houses.
Do we still want to cram in our top five that we're going to do?
Oh, shit. How about we do that next week?
Yep. Nothing like going deep, deep into 2015 to talk about 2014.
It still exists. People know it was there.
Hey, Tim. Can you just remind Noah? I don't need any reminder. But what the high five was going to be?
I know what the high five is. I came up with it. I just didn't
Noah,
do it.
He's not asking for you.
Oh.
Our highlights from 2014. Personal.
I like that Noah didn't get it.
I thought you were saying it because I obviously didn't do it.
But it was his idea.
Yeah, so. I know.
It would be amazing if you didn't remember it. I mean, you didn't remember to do it, but if you didn't remember the concept at all, then nothing. James, you can cry at that one. Hey, did you spit up all over my shirt? You sure did.
Ah.
Good times. Joke's on you. I don't care about this shirt. Suck it. He's like, I did. That's why I spit up. Then I will tell you, circle back to my week, which I wasn't talking about.
Okay.
I got some post-Christmas deals, son.
Yeah?
I mean, Christmas happened. It was great. Yeah. Then I got... Nothing? All right. I thought that'd be funny that I just brushed Christmas under the rug.
No, I left.
We never really talked about Christmas or New Year's.
Oh, shit, son. For New Year's, I'd celebrated it with eight kids. Celebrated New York New Year's on the West Coast. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Home by 9:30. Actually, no, we weren't. We didn't get home until like 11.
My brother texted me at like 9:30. He's like, can I just say I stayed up? I was like, you stayed up past midnight Eastern time. You just claim my time zone. It's fine. We're related.
and then, of course, last year my resolution was to drink only one soda a week for the entirety of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So when that clock struck midnight, I upended a soda. I was like, yeah, it's time.
And did you feel like it made you healthier?
Nope. One thing it did is that I realized I don't need that much soda at a stretch. So, like, when I do, I got those little tiny cans of Coke.
Oh, those little, like, half a can?
So if I have a soda, I don't need to drink, like, a whole, like, 20-ounce thing at a sitting.
Thinking back on how many times there was, like half-drunk Pepsis sitting around your room at the Tan House, I think this is a realization that should have occurred to you earlier.
Nah, I was just too busy to finish my Pepsis.
Oh.
I had moves to make. Women not to have sex with.
Yeah. Penises to tug on. Well, one.
Nope. Uh-uh. Stop it. Scrap it. Put it away.
Are you talking about the kid or Andy?
No, I'm talking to Andy.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have penises to tug on, Tim.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, come on. Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, Tim. Come on.
One that was not yours.
The day after Christmas, I had to work. So I went in, I left an hour early to stop by Target, and I bought, those plugs that you can use the button and you can turn them on with the remote. And then I got like a timer, and then I got a bunch of more Christmas lights. And then I went to get the whole reason I went is because I was going to get a fake Christmas tree. Cause I was like, we're not doing this again next year. $50 for a real tree is just not worth it.
Agreed.
So I was like, all right, let's get one of them fake ones. And they were 100% gone at Target. There was not one there.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, I was going to stop by Kmart, but I was like, you know what? I should call first. Let me tell you, calling a retail establishment the day after Christmas, you might as well just pray. Like, you'll get the same answer. Like, they put me on hold like five times. I was on hold the entire way to work. I was like, fine, like, fuck it, I'll just go to work. I'm still sitting in the parking lot because I was like, maybe I'll go on my lunch break. And finally someone comes on, huh? Yeah, I'm waiting on hold to see if you have any fake Christmas trees. A what? Christmas trees? With Christmas trees? Yes. We don't have. All right, well, thanks. I really didn't need to be on hold that long for that kind of customer service. then I'm looking online, and then, like, Kmart Online had, like, Christmas, like, a 7.5-foot Christmas tree that rotates and lights that change color, and it was, like, more than half off. Plus, I apparently bought something at Sears a while back. I know I did. I bought something at Sears a while back. And for some reason, Sears and Kmart are connected, so I had bonus points, so I got even more money off, and they delivered it to my house for free.
Wow.
I was like, well, suck it, Kmart. I win.
That's so odd, because, Kmart bought Sears, is what happened.
Kmart bought Sears?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that's not the other way around.
Yeah, no, Sears was bankrupt. Sears was having, like, really hard times. Yes, Kmart bought Sears and renamed the corporate holding company Sears Holding Company.
But, like, Kmart was having hard times and started shutting down stores a couple years ago.
I believe that was after they bought Sears.
Well, that's what you did. No, that long ago? It was when we lived together, like, you, me, and Joe.
Oh.
Or shortly after when they closed that Kmart we used to play at.
Ah, the Super K.
Anyway. All this to say that I went to Kmart randomly later, and they had a ton of fake Christmas trees still there, like a week later. I was like, you sons of bitches.
Maybe they got more stock. Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure right after Christmas, the more stock of their fake Christmas trees showed up. Hey, Charlie, we finally got the fake Christmas trees people wanted. Oh, great. December 28th. Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, good. We've been waiting for that.
And that's why they were marked down like 70% off or whatever it was. But so now my lights are all cool instead of, like, I just go poof, and like everything turns on and like I'm like, oh, I'm so ready for next Christmas. It's like, oh, it's still far away.
Like a whole year.
But so I'm setting up some lights in the backyard just because.
Just think how happy you'll be like when next Christmas rolls around, you're already set.
Yeah.
You know, the secret, Tim, is just never take the Christmas tree down. Just declare one room to be the Christmas room.
Unfortunately, the Christmas room is the main room, and I don't think my wife is going to let a Christmas tree stay in there 365 days of the year.
You need a lazier class of wife, Tim.
Blah! Well, that doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon.
Too active. That's the problem.
That's it. I don't think I had anything else to say about my week. Oh, I could read that listener email unless somebody else has something to say.
No, I'm pretty good.
Do it. Do it. Do it, Tim.
All right.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TanCast. Listener email.
All right, James, I'm going to put you down slightly, so please start crying immediately. Gadzooks, he did not.
Wow.
All right, here we go. So this is the rest of Grace's email that you heard earlier from TanLaughs. She actually sent in quite a bit. Did you guys read this one yet?
Nope.
Because it includes pictures of us.
Oh, yeah. I kind of skimmed it, but I didn't read it clearly.
Hey, guys. It's been a while since I've emailed you. Same joke. I still like it. I don't care what you guys say. I listen to old episodes when I'm at work because I need horrible things and to hear Andy's rants when I'm done with people. Holiday season at Disneyland this year has been insane, but anyway, it's 5 a.m. on the 2nd of January, 2015, just so I know how long it takes for you guys to read this. So I'm here to contribute. First, here's a picture of something for you all to show to Andy. I was shopping with my friend at my local mall, and I saw this, and I had to take a pic and try to explain it. It was a picture of a Crocs store, for the listeners who can't see it.
One pair. I own one goddamn pair.
Then when she was driving around looking for parking, she heard a bit of you all and was like, yep, I figured it was TanCast. Wait, what? So she's heard of TanCast before this?
Wow.
Huh.
Oh, maybe she's
maybe
played
Grace
it before.
Is, yeah. Yeah, Grace has played it before.
Could be.
Hang on. My headphones broke apart. Oh, and now the kid's going to lose it. No, oh, everything's lost. Abort. Pull up. Okay, we're back. Anywho, fuck, this might turn into an Andy-type letter. Sorry, Andy. I love you. You're just the one I felt like picking on a little. Fuck
okay,
it.
I'm used
sorry,
to
Tim,
it.
If you're trying to read this and failing. Please know your failing brings joy to the world. Well, I'm having assist with failing because my baby keeps trying to kick my headphones off.
I kick my feet on your mic. I kick my feet on your mic.
Okay, next bit. I did a thing for you all, like, just now, and it's not my best, but it's 5 a.m. and I'm sick, so deal with it. It's not a script, but I do link people to that and make them listen to it because you all are awesome. Speaking of the script, I don't know if I meant... Would you calm the fuck down? I'm trying to read this metal letter! You're not calming down at all.
No.
Okay.
Like, fuck
I don't
your
know
letter.
If I mentioned... What?
He's like, fuck your letter.
Right. I don't know if I mentioned this, but you all were right. I ended up dropping out of college. I don't remember saying she was going to drop out of college. But that's a bummer.
I think it was the whole saving grace thing.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Yeah. I knew what that's what she was referencing, but I don't know that we said you're going to drop out of college over this, or...
Yeah, I think it was like we're saving her college career. I think that was the joke that we kept making. It was like, it's us or life on the street giving out hand jobs.
That's funny, because she says, no, I'm not sucking dick for crack, but back to the thing, I have two versions. It's a regular version with just you all, and one with Tim with the Sorcerer Mickey hat. You all in your superhero costumes, or at least as much as my crazy sick ass was willing to draw. So it's a drawing she did of the three of our heads in our, quote, superhero costumes from the Saving Grace episode, which has probably been linked in the show notes at least once by now. Okay, last thing. This is a special thank you to you guys. Thank you for taking time out of your lives to do this for us. I know you guys do it to keep in touch, but thank you for sharing it with us. I know for me personally, you guys help me get through some not-so-fun shit and help me perk up when I feel like I'm 3 seconds away from screaming or crying. So thank you, and thank you for keeping me entertained when I was in the ER on New Year's Eve. Fuck asthma. Anyway, fuck, I say that a lot. Yeah, rambly, I'm sorry, but love ya, and I can't wait for more Tancast. Love always, your number one redheaded Disney freak, Grace. P.S., if you want to pimp out my art page on Facebook, I wouldn't mind it. Here's the link. And then she writes in parentheticals, link noise.
2015? You mean we're in the future?
Yeah, that's legit.
Too legit. Took a shit.
Oh, goodness.
I'm spent. I've given all I can.
I like my cheekbones in the picture. And we should probably put a new picture of me up because I actually don't wear glasses anymore.
Because you got laser eyes.
That's right.
Pew, pew.
Well, it's the drawing from Angela is our album art these days. I guess we could Photoshop out the glasses.
Oh, I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not.
Or, you know, you could toss some money Angela's way and commission an art piece, you know, like a Medici.
How's a five spot, Angela? Is that good for you?
No, one's got ball of income and no kids.
Well, I'm sorry. You had lint in your hand and I had to take it off. I was just saying, you had lint in your hand. I took it off. Don't cry at me.
That was an adorable noise. It sounded like a, shit, I can't remember the name of the thing that Luke wrote. Tauntaun. There we are.
Yeah, but if you cut him open, you won't be able to stay warm. You can't even fit a foot in there.
Baby slippers.
Oh, dear.
Just need two of them.
Oh, no. Why?
Because your feet need to be warm.
All right. Wrapping it up.
All right. I just assume the rib cage would probably, you know, hold it on.
Wrapping it up.
Not exactly like steel-toed boots, but really you don't want...
Wrapping it up.
For casual footwear.
Shut up.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You're doing it like... What the fuck did we talk about this week? I don't know.
Lots of stuff. You're doing it like Saint Nick, coming down your mama's chimney.
That's too late for that business.
Coming down Tim's mama's chimney.
Nope.
And she uses her iPhone camera lens to take pictures of it.
No.
Why does that dick jiggle like a bowl full of jelly?
Nope. We're done.
Oh. But it's Santa. Rosy. It's rosy
right
like
off.
Cherries. Drawn Santa. Up with a bow.
Put it away.
I have a special cookie for you.
Close the garage and lock it. Store it. Put it down.
You can bring your reindeer, too.
Oh, no.
What?
Remember, never trust people who grab you from behind when they think you're trying to steal someone's GoPro.
This week I hate that some other poor schmuck got a fucking defective Suburban the day after Christmas.
And you're doing it like a fucking fussy baby.
All right.
Good job.
Just to say, coming down your mama's chimney.
No!
Come on, just let it come down your mama's chimney. Yeah, come on.
Thanks for listening to Tancast. If you like this show, please write us up a positive review in iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast through Stitcher, Tancast is available there now as well. As always, you can leave us a comment at our official website, Tancast.com, where you can also find links to our Twitter feed, @Tancast, or our Facebook fan page, or our official Tancast store at Zazzle.com/Tancast. If you want to send us an individual email, our emails are Tim@Tancast.com, Andy@Tancast.com, or Noah@Tancast.com. If you want to send us all an email at once or send in some jokes for Tancast, you can send those to fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. Special thanks to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and special thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast album art. All right, that's enough of my jibber jabber for 1 week, and remember, John Williams wrote the best Superman theme there is. You know what? I'm taking out the pacifier. You get full cry.
Oh. Well, on that note.
Yeah, give it to him.
Yeah, your hate makes me strong, James. Yeah. Your hate makes me strong.
That bit of birth control brought to you by condoms. Wear them.
By Tim's penis. It made this.
I was like, I said to my wife, I'll take the baby this time, because normally when we feed him, like, I feed him, like, I have to burp him, and then he cries. But other than that, he's pretty quiet. Today, won't shut the fuck up.
Yep.
Just because I felt bad about leaving her with both kids by herself for, like, almost 2 hours every week. Oh, yeah. Your life is so hard.
Aw.
Yeah. You haven't paid taxes once. I don't want to hear about it.
Well, listening to you making little grunty noises.
All you do is eat and shit. You can't even roll over yet, son. Why don't you bring something to the table and then start complaining? Yeah, that's what I thought. Told him what was what.